Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 416 for Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower at Tuesday's close, trading well off its session highs hit earlier in the day as the market ran into some stiff upside resistance. Canola was up $1 to down $4, the July contract down $3.20 at $481.90 per ton. Both the nearby July contract and new crop November had traded above $497 earlier in the day, but farmer selling and overbought price sentiment came forward to take values back below unchanged, with the $500 level providing psychological resistance. Fund traders putting on long positions and some speculative short covering accounted for some early buying interest in canola. Recent frost damage in the eastern prairies and ideas that not all of that area will be reseeded to canola added to the early firmer tone, as did persistent dryness concerns in parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan. However, sharp gains in the Canadian dollar, which was up by over 0.75 cents, did contribute to the eventual weakness in canola. A downturn in Chicago soy oil increased farmer selling, and overbought price sentiment also put pressure on the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher, as weakness in the U.S. dollar triggered a round of short covering in all three markets. Soybeans were up 13 to 15 cents, the July contract up 14 at $9.40 per bushel. U.S. soybean seedings were slightly behind expectations in the latest weekly report, with 71% of the crop in the ground as of this past Sunday. Forecasts calling for wet weather in some of the areas that are farthest behind in seeding were supportive, given the likelihood of delays seeding the final quarter of this year's crop. Wheat, it was up 12 to 19 cents, the July contract in Chicago up 18 at $5.12 per bushel. The weaker U.S. dollar was especially supportive for wheat as it makes U.S. exports more attractively priced for international buyers. A slight decline in the weekly crop ratings for U.S. winter wheat was also supportive, with the recent rains thought to be doing more harm than good in some cases. Corn, it followed wheat and soybeans higher, posting gains of 4 to 7 cents. The July contract up 6 at $3.58 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop is now 95% seeded and is rated at 74% good to excellent. While both of those numbers are bearish on the surface, there are some concerns that wet weather conditions may limit how much of that final 5% of acres actually gets planted. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.